Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news and photos and videos and more straight from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's Wednesday, so what do? We do Mailbag Wednesday. We do responding to your questions when you send them to at Browns underscore daily and put the hashtag mailbag. So we got some of those questions, and our producer is Casey Kulish. Casey, what's in the mailbag now?
Hey, guys, we got a bunch of them today. We're going to start it off with Larry Spencer 27. He says, hashtag mailbag, how is the chemistry looking at the OTAs with the rookies and the vets, especially wondering about Hayden and Gilbert, hashtag go Browns.
I think it's going great, and I think Joe Hayden is really embracing what he thinks, as what he should feel entitled to as his role on this team, is really the face of this franchise, the face of this defense. You see him coaching up guys like Justin Gilbert. I even saw him coach up Robert Nelson, who was an undrafted free agent corner who came over to this team, just really coaching people up, being vocal. I think the chemistry right now between rookies and veterans has been excellent thus far.
I will say this, that Joe Hayden would do this if he didn't have that deal that he has in hand, but I'm going to say it. I think the contract, the definition of him as top paid Brown, as top dog on this football team, which is what that says, frankly, and what his performance has said, has given him a different demeanor. He walks around very much like a guy who feels confident in his ability and secure in what his place is on this football team. And someone asked me on the sidelines, I think it was from NFL Network, Didi Quikabala. She said, do you think, is he threatened at all by having Justin Gilbert here? Like, and I said, not in one iota or not. I mean, she said, would he help him out? Absolutely. And we're seeing evidence of it, but I think he does it because he, first of all, it's his natural way. I think he's that kind of guy. I think he's a guy who wanted to, you know, with an at-risk Josh Gordon last year, wanted to help out, you know, invite him over to the house, just try to give him some time together, feel wanted, feel bonded with the rest of the team. That's just Joe Hayden.
So. Absolutely. Guy, he has an infectious personality, fun guy to be around, and certainly embracing and I think relishing having a guy like Justin Gilbert with the talent that he has to be able to help him reach that potential and form what could be considered, on talent and youth, the youngest and most talented cornerback tandem in the National Football League. All right, Case, what else we got?
From Pete Myers Golf at Browns Daily, is Tayshaun being challenged at the free safety position, and if so, by whom?
Not really.
I think
they're pretty secure with him being there. Now, Jamore Slaughter on this football team, and a guy that
has looked good.
I noticed today that they were putting a big, big old ice bag on his right leg toward the end of practice. So I don't know how that affects things, if that was just sort of a preventative thing. But Jamore Slaughter would be the competition there. And I thought for the first couple of days it looked pretty good, made himself noticed, but Tashaun Gibson pretty well secure at that free safety spot.
Yeah, I think, and he's been the guy. Slaughter, though, has played well, looked good in the rookie minicamp, had an interception today. I like the way that he is developing.
From Mad Dog 40, guys, with Presley let go, will the Browns address the fullback position?
I think they've got some people here that they think can play fullback right now, and they're keeping their eye on. I think they're also going to be flexible with a guy like Marquise Gray, moving him around from tight end also into kind of an H-back type of a role. Right. So it's possible that's a position that will be used in this, but they do have some true fullbacks on the roster still, and I think that's something that they will continue to explore throughout the offseason.
Keep an eye on Jordan Brooks. He wears jersey number 34, 6 foot, 237 pounds. He was a free agent signee, Morgan State. A first-year player. So he's 25 years old. He's got a little previous camp experience. He's built in a way, and it's primarily just, I mean, you just look at his whole body structure, he has that fullback build. Keep in mind that Chris Obanaya, who is not working presently now in these particular drills, is another guy physically that this team sees as that fullback, running back, or halfback hybrid. And I think that's the kind of guy that Kyle Shanahan wants in this offense.
And they also have right now, if you number 48, Ray Agnew, 5'10", 247-pound rookie from Southern Illinois, who is a true fullback in that sense of the word.
Fireplug.
He is a big. He is
short, but big.
He's a mini Mahonker.
That's right. I like that.
And last one on Twitter, at Browns_daily, from Koala Joe. Guys, any chance Browns do HBO Hard Knocks? And if so, what are your thoughts? That's the million-dollar question right there.
They actually can't. By rule, the Hard Knocks, it's with a first-year head coach that eliminates the Browns from consideration from that. Just so you know, there are different criteria that they put out there. And because of Mike Pettine being a first-year head coach, they don't force the team or put the team in a position where it could or would host Hard Knocks. Of course, this seemed like everybody's hot spot for it and natural in many, many ways, and it would be fascinating to see. But, no, that's not going to be the case with the Browns. All right.
Yep,
so that's it.
No, not happening.
What else we got coming up here? So at 2 p.m., we're going to see how it unfolds, but we are hoping to have with us Miles Austin, newly signed receiver for the Browns, sometime within this half hour. At 2:45, we're going to hear from the general manager of the Browns. Ray Farmer is going to join our show as well, and we'll get into more of your calls. Well, let's grab one before before we get to the top. It's 216-578-0850, just in case if we jump into an interview, we'd have this guy waiting a long time. Ryan in Norwalk wants to jump on. Ryan, what's up?
So I want to talk about Deion Lewis, or ask about Deion Lewis.
Sure.
How this injury is coming along, and where does he fit in this offense? And by the way, I love everything that Ray Farmer and Mike Benton have done so far. I mean, I'm really pumped about this season.
So do we. And I'll tell you what, Deion Lewis has actually looked good. He looks fast. He's been explosive, had a couple of nice runs, one great cutback run yesterday. And today I thought looked good, especially as a pass catcher. It'll be interesting to see. You got to go back to Roy Helu, who had over 40 catches 1 year for Kyle Shanahan in this kind of in that Washington Redskins offense. But typically it has not been one that features the running back as a pass catcher all that much. In 2013, Helu, 31 catches to lead the team. In 2012, no running back on the Redskins had more than 15 catches, and that was obviously the year that they were the most successful as an offense. 2011, Helu had 49, and then you go back to 2010, his first year there, you had Keelan Williams with 39. So three out of the four seasons, a back did have over 30 catches, but I wonder how many opportunities Lewis is going to get in this offense, but certainly looks good. You just wonder about the scheme fit in what they're doing now versus what he was brought in to be, and certainly would have been a very valuable weapon in Norv Turner's more wide-open passing attack.
Love the effort of the guy. Definitely love the effort that he's brought forth. He definitely is showing a sense of urgency. He knows Ben Tate is here. He knows Terrence West is here. He knows what this team has done to acquire other running backs, and he certainly knows he wasn't the guy that this regime brought in and can feel a little sense of being squeezed out. So he's performing accordingly. What you said about system fit is dead on. I don't see it for him, unfortunately, for Deion Lewis. I think just a little too small. I think a little bit too much of mostly counting on those plays where he can get a little seam, little opening, and then or burst a straight burst through the hole and then run that way versus a guy who finds the cutback lanes and does the one-cut work, the plant the foot and spin and turn that this running back scheme is all about, this outside zone blocking scheme. That's what they're being coached to by Wilbert Montgomery. And yeah, I think Deion Lewis can take coaching. He's been around long enough to know that. He's got some natural speed that he's been blessed with, but there are limitations in terms of the overall fit. And I think it's that bigger, more explosive guy. When you see a Terrence West's arms are bigger than Deion Lewis. I mean, he's just got those massive arms that go along
to go along with
a strong lower body, to go along with a frame that just gives him versatility. And I think it's a little too limited that I can see of Deion Lewis. I'm not ruling him out completely, but I think he's a longer shot in this scheme. So, all right, we want to hear from you again, 216-578-0850. And keep tweeting us at Browns_daily. Keep doing that. Hopefully we're going to have a conversation with Miles Austin. We know we're going to talk with the GM of the Browns, Ray Farmer. And stay with us. There's a lot coming up in our second hour of
CBD. Big hour number two.